This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. The Chief of Defence Staff Anil Chauhan and chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack. Later, RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat also met Prime Minister at his residence in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has received a call from United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and appreciated his unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the conversation, they agreed on the importance of accountability. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India is resolved that the perpetrators, planners and backers of this attack are brought to justice. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Yugam Conclave, a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said, "The government's endeavour is to empower the youth with skills that make them self-reliant and position India as a global innovation hub." He said the government is modernising the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. The Prime Minister said the centre is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country through One Nation, One Subscription initiative. He said, today's students pursuing higher education have easy access to world-class research journals.
पिछले एक दशक में इस दिशा में तेजी से काम हुआ है, जरूरी संसाधनों को बढ़ाया गया है। 2013-14 में R&D पर ग्रॉस एक्सपेंडिचर केवल 60,000 करोड़ रुपए था। हमने इसे डबल से भी ज्यादा बढ़ाकर 1,25,000 करोड़ रुपए से भी ऊपर कर दिया है। देश में कई स्टेट ऑफ द आर्ट रिसर्च पार्क भी स्थापित किए गए। लगभग 6,000 उच्च शिक्षा संस्थानों में रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट
Mr. Modi stressed the importance of strengthening India's research ecosystem to achieve national goals. BJP has sharply reacted to an image shared by Congress on its social media handle targeting Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that Congress is trying to weaken the country through such posts in this crucial time after the Pahalgam terror attack. Mr. Bhatia alleged that Congress is giving message to Pakistan that it is with Islamabad. He also cited comments of some Congress leaders in Pahalgam terror attack to hit out at the main opposition party. The BJP spokesperson asserted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has clearly stated that the master of terrorists behind the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Congress had shared an image on its social media handle attacking the Prime Minister. Later, the Congress removed the controversial post from its social media handle in which it had targeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi. One of India's most revered pilgrimages, the Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand, will begin today on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. The Yatra will begin with the opening of the doors of Gangotri and Yamunotri temples located in Uttarkashi district. The portals of Kedarnath temple in Rudraprayag district will open on Friday, while the doors of Badrinath Dham in Chamoli district will open on 4th of next month. Akashvani will broadcast live the opening of Char Dham Yatra 2025. The live broadcast of opening of Gangotri Dham would be available today from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m, while live broadcasting of Yamunotri Dham will be available from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The live broadcast of the opening of Kedarnath Dham will be available at 6 a.m. on 2nd of May, while the live broadcast of opening of Badrinath Dham will be on 4th of next month from 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. The government has approved over 153 crore rupees of additional central assistance to Manipur, affected by a hailstorm during the year 2024. The decision was taken in a high-level committee chaired by the Union Home Minister Amit Shah. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 14 runs, completing a sensational turnaround in their IPL 2025 clash at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 205 runs, Delhi Capitals made 190 runs with a loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. For KKR star Sunil Narine, scabbed 3 wickets, Varun Chakravarti took 2 wickets. Today, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Punjab Kings at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.